So let's review. Umiyomer b'Shimon ben Elazar hachi. The Gemara questions the Braita that quotes b'Shimon ben Elazar as saying that the food needed for an Erev of a glutton is just what a normal person would eat. After all, regarding Seif Tumah Latzeis, the halacha that a dead body in the house will cause all viable doorways to become Tameh, b'Shimon Elazar says that a body of an unusually large person, the size of Igmel Chabashan, will only be metame those doorways that the body can fit through, not normal-sized doorways. Apparently, the halacha is customized to the person. The Gemara answers that the two halachas cannot be compared, because the halacha of Tumah has to be based on practically removing the body through a doorway, which is only possible in a large doorway. But the halacha of Eruv may be defined by what is considered a normal amount of food for the average person. Even B'Shimon Elazar may agree that a 4 tefach wide doorway can become tummy from the presence of a giant dead body in the house, when all other doorways are smaller because we assume ki komarvich bahu komarvich, when they expand the doorway, they will choose to expand the largest available doorway. Hanodim in Amazon, mute b'mayim u'melach. The Mishnah had said that somebody who takes a neder not to have mazon may have water and salt, implying that all other foods would be considered mazon, sustenance. At first, the Gemara assumes that our Mishnah disproves Rav and Shmuel, who both hold, Ein mevarchen boyim min mezaynis el al chameshes amin bovad. We only say boyim min mezaynis on foods made from the 5 grains, which implies that only food of the 5 grains are considered mazon. The Gemara rejects this proof, because our Mishnah may be speaking of boimer kol hazon alai, where he made a neder not to have anything that satisfies, not anything that strengthens, and foods other than salt and water do have the ability to satisfy, but not sustain. The Gemara supports this distinction from the following incident. When Rabbi Yochanan ate incredible amounts of Peretz Genuser, very sweet fruits from the area of the Yam Kinneret, he expressed that he was satisfied, but not strengthened. Amrav Huna Amrav, Shvua Shlo Echel Kikerzu, Ma'arvan Loiba. Rav Huna holds that if a person takes a Shvua not to eat this loaf of bread, the bread may still be used as an Erev. Rashi explains because he's only forbidden to eat it, but he's allowed to derive benefit from it. And the fact that he may not eat it is not a problem because Chazi la'achrini mi did have a nazar b'yayin. Others may eat it, as the Mishnah taught regarding making an Erev with wine for a nazar. Kikar zu alai, ein ma'arvan leba. If he said that the bread should be asr b'hanah to him, he may not make an Erev with it. The Gemara finds support from Rav Huna in one version of Rabbi Eliezer's statement, where he also distinguishes between Shavua shlo eichel and Kikar zu alai. But the Braisa seems to disagree with Rav Huna, because when giving an example of a type of bread that may not be used for an Erev, the Braisa says, Kikar zu hektish, ein ma'arvan leba, lafisha ein ma'arvan be'ektashis. If a person makes the bread hektish, he may not use it as an Erev, because hektish is certainly asur b'hanah. The Braisa does not use Kikar zu alai as an example, because the Braisa holds that in that case, the bread may be used for an Erev. Rashi explains, to lo asur inish adaite, when one takes a neder, his intention is to prohibit only the main purpose of the bread, which is to eat it. Rashi further down the Yomid gives another explanation. Since ein ma'arvin elu dvar mitzvah, u mitzvahs lav lohanes nitnu, we may make an Erev only for the purposes of a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is not considered a personal benefit. Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin ul yisrael b'trumah. The Mishnah said that we can make an Erev with wine for a nazir who cannot drink wine, or with truma for a non-kohen who likewise may not eat it, as Rashi in the Mishnah explained. Avagav d'lechazi l'didei chazi l'achrini. Although it's not fit for him, it is fit for others. There are two versions of Beishameh's opinion, both of which are contrary to our Mishnah. The first version of Beishameh is that although we can make an Erev with food on Yom Kippur, we cannot make an Erev with wine for a nazir because the nazir cannot even drink the wine before Shabbos started, whereas people may eat food on Erev Yom Kippurim. The second version is Hananya's understanding of Beishamai, that kol atzmet shel Beishamai lo hoyu moedim be'erev, atche yoitzi mitasai v'chol kli tashmish l'sham. Beishamai holds that the only way to make an Erev is by bringing out his bed and all utensils that he would need on Shabbos. Sumchas Omer b'chulin. While the Tanakhama holds that an Erev can be made for a nazir with wine and for a Yisrael with truma, Sumchas agrees that a Nazir can have an Erev made with wine, but he holds that a Yisrael can only make an Erev with chulin. The reason Sumchas allows an Erev of wine for a Nazir is that the Nazir can always be shoyel and annul his status as a Nazir, which would make the wine fit for him. However, Yisrael cannot make the Truma fit for him by annulling the status of the Truma during Bein HaShemashos, which is when the Erev has to be viable, because the food would revert back to Tevel, non-tithe produce. And tevel is not edible for anybody and not valid for an eruv. He cannot then separate part of it for truma and maaser without violating an issur rabbanan of separating truma on Shabbos. The Gemara cites a Mishnah which says, Yesh sha'amr hakol lifil mashahu adam. The following halachas are measured according to each individual. Maloi kumtze mincha, the handful of flour from a carbon mincha. Maloi chafn of keteris, the two handfuls of keteris which the Kohen Gadol takes into the kachay kachem on Yom Kippurim. Hashayse maloi lugma b'Yom Kippurim, the cheekful for the isra of drinking on Yom Kippurim. Umazin shtei sudois le'erev, the two meals worth for an erev. The Mishnah must be following the opinion of Sumchis. The Amar Mai the Chazi Lei Beinon. It must be fit for the individual involved. Similarly, Rabbi Shimon Laza said, Ma'arvin lezaken ulachay lefi mezaynei. We may make an heir for a sick or elderly person according to his diminished need. However, Rabbi Shimon Laza also says, L'ravsan besuda bein nishal kaladam. We measure a glutton's heir by average size meals and not based on his individual appetite. Because bat ladaita eitz a kaladam. We ignore his personal habits in favor of the habits of regular people. Although Sumchas required that the Erev be usable for the person making it, he would agree that a Kohen can have an Erev in a Beis HaPras, which is Tamim Midrabanan, since there are two ways that even a Kohen can access his Erev in the Beis HaPras. First, Menapeach Adam Beis HaPras V'Hoylech. A Kohen may walk through the Beis HaPras by blowing away dirt to uncover any loose bones. Second, Beis HaPras Shenidash Tar. A Beis HaPras that has already been trampled is Tar, and the Kohen can access such a Beis HaPras. The chamur mekel because it's only a tumah drabon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I feel a base hakfloris. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that a kohen may have an erev placed in a cemetery, even between the graves, because he holds that a kohen can access the area by going in a shaded table mekel, inside a carriage, box, or closet. The bottom of the moving box prevents the tumah from entering because oil zarek shmei oil. Even a moving partition is a valid oil that can stop tumah. This is subject to a machlokes tanoim where Rebbe holds oil zarek lav shmei oil. A moving partition does not stop the tumah, and Rebbe Yehuda holds shmei oil. It does prevent the tumah.